AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Well, Freedom Fest is, under a month away from right now. Freedom Fest, the 19th annual Emporia Freedom Fest at the All Veterans Memorial, coming up Saturday, November the 5th. And there is a boatload of activities that are on the schedule, and we're pleased to be joined by Freedom Fest lead organizer Steve Harmon this morning. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for having us on today.
Oh, glad to have you on. So we're less than a month out. Obviously, you're ready to go. And how are we going here as we get to the inside of a month stage?
Oh, yeah. Our committee's been just doing fantastic. Happy to announce we just broke the 100 participant pre-registration amount, which I think we were about 150 last year post-COVID, which we were excited about that. Now we're already at 100, and lots going on. Hopefully I can get through it all today. So,
well, there is plenty going on, and it's a wonderful event, and we'll get to where the proceeds go. But you've, I guess, looks like you're off to a pretty good virtual start with activities here too, Steve.
Yep, that's probably the only good thing that happened with COVID that I can track. it taught us how to do virtual events, and I've started already posting, teams been posting people's rides and runs, Freedom Ride and Freedom Run, photos and their times and who they're doing it in honor of. So that's really cool. So go to the Emporia Freedom Fest Facebook page or website, and you'll get a chance to see those. So,
yeah, and you can.
Yeah, we've got lots going on.
Yeah, get a list of all the events, and you can register and pay too at EmporiaFreedomFest.org. That's EmporiaFreedomFest.org. Well, let's see. Dynamic Disc, their Freedom Open. That's that's turned into a pretty big event out there, hasn't it?
It is, and I think what Jackie and the team out there and Doug and the team at Dynamic Disc do is awesome, and people love that course. It's nice. It's a nice compact course, but it's challenging. But you only get to do it once a year, and that's on Freedom Fest. So flights at 9 a.m. and 12 p.m., and some nice custom discs for the award winners, and I always like seeing those because whoever does their graphic arts work, golf clap to them, or disc golf clap to them, because it's pretty awesome. So.
And also something I think that might intrigue some people, it's the Honor Flight Ride this year, USD 252 Honor Flight Ride, Steve.
Yeah, we were happy to partner with USD 252, North Lyon County's Honor Flight. I think this is their 10th year, and we have three rides. We got the short ride, the medium ride, and the long ride. The medium ride, the 25-mile ride, is from All Veterans Memorial down to the Olpe Memorial and back, and the proceeds from that event go to the USD 252 Honor Flight, and I think they're taking off again October 30th or 31st again. That's an amazing event. And of course, the rest of the proceeds from the rides go to support the Veterans Memorial there in Emporia. So just lots going on. And we love supporting the different events that Freedom Fest helps support across our community for our veterans as well. So
yeah, I mean, you look at the Honor Flight Ride, you got Lyon County State Bank, Freedom Run, Walk or Stroll, all three of those options. And then you got the Gravel City Adventure Freedom Rides too.
Yeah, we got a couple new events, more endurance events, new sponsors. Spur Challenge is always a fun one. So if you're more of an endurance event competitor, you'd like to do the Unbound 200, things of that nature, you can run, you can ride, and then you can try out your skills as what a cavalry or armor soldier would do with what we call the Spur Readiness Challenge, and that's a good full morning, and that's a blast to watch. And people that do that earn their spur and become a member of the Order of the Spur, which is with the 635th Regiment, which most of us belong to from the Emporia Armory. And that's always great. And that's sponsored by Leap of Faith. And I think that's a great sponsor and great name. They're a martial arts group in town. You got to have a leap of faith to do those three events because it's definitely a challenge. And then also we have another martial arts sponsor, which is the Vigilance Martial Arts, is sponsoring the Ruck March, which is For those of you that like to go on long walks, that's a 12-miler, which is one of our benchmark ruck marches for a cavalry soldier. And you can walk it, you can run it, or you can ruck it and enjoy the Flint Hills. So those are two big events. And our big, big announcement last week was we're going to bring back the reenactors, 101st Airborne Dog Company reenactors, and the Nazis and the American Army are going to fight it out again at Soden's Grove, taking of the Cottonwood Bridge. And they tested it last year, and it was a smashing success. And hopefully you can be down there before 2 p.m. because that'll be the closing out of our event. And hopefully all our runners and riders will be in. Otherwise, it'll be a heck of a return. Yeah, that's a fun event to watch, and I hope folks can make it for that as well.
You know, one of the things, Steve, that strikes me here, and this is just with a cursory look at EmporiaFreedomFest.org, the website, not just with the schedule of activities that you just went through, but it's really the expansion of the sponsorships that have taken place over the years. You know, we talk about the community involvement, but the business community involvement here with Freedom Fest has definitely grown as well.
Yeah, I moved to Emporia in 1990, and I was just blown away at the support for the military and the veterans that the community had, and it's only gotten bigger. And when we had the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Veterans Day, founding of Veterans Day, and celebrating being the founding city, it's just continued to grow. And you can see the sponsors, and you can see just how giving a community we have. And the most important part of this event, besides kicking off our Veterans Week, is recognizing the veterans and their families, and that's the best part. And if you go to our website, you'll see some of the heroes that folks want to run, ride, or release in honor of, and we'll continue to promote that and support our veterans.
Run, ride, release, and recognize. Let's talk about the proceeds for these events. Where does this money go, Steve?
Yeah, they go to three major areas. So the Freedom Run, which Lyon County State Bank sponsors, that helps support regimental scholarships. So children of veterans from 137th Regiment, 635th Regiment, 635th Tank Destroyers, all units that were in Emporia over the last 75 years. There's a scholarship fund that's been set up years ago, and five scholarships are given out every year for family members, descendants of that group. Also, the rides support the All Veterans Memorial and the Honor Flight, which we just talked about, and then, of course, the Dynamic Disc. It's split between those areas, and we just really enjoy watching those checks go out to the scholarships and to the park and to the honor flight. Wow, I can't believe we're in our 19th year doing this, and you guys have been with us every step of the way, and I think we continue to make a difference. So thanks to all the volunteers, and thanks to all the participants for the last 19 years.
Yeah, only gets bigger, only gets better. You know,
it really does.
Yeah, recognizing our veterans, it does not get any better or more important than that. This is a wonderful event. It's the 19th annual Emporia Freedom Fest, Saturday, November 5th, and please log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org. All the details, and you can register right on that website, so do not delay. And I guess to guarantee your T-shirt day of, is there a deadline for that, Steve?
There is. That's the 18th of October. We'll definitely make sure you get your event shirt, but to guarantee your T-shirt that day of the event, make sure you have your registration done by the 18th. And everything kicks off at 9 a.m., registration or check-in starts at 8 a.m. and there's stuff for everybody, so bring the family down, take a look at the armored vehicles from the local unit, Kansas Army National Guard unit. The Emporia Arts Council is always down there. I think the VFW is serving food this year as part of their fundraising events, and yeah, it's just a good time, and it's a beautiful memorial. I mean, it's one of the best in the country.
Yeah, it really is.
Absolutely.
Really.
Agreed.
Is. You got some pretty neat Freedom Fest swag too, Steve.
We do.
Yeah.
So it's Army's turn this year. So you get the black and gold.
There you go.
A lot like our workout shirts, and it's a very snazzy shirt. And then, of course, my favorite is the incredible edible metal.
Yeah.
So I haven't got it patented yet, but I'm working on it from Sweet Granada.
You're going to be touting that until basically go time, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And then hopefully there'll be some extras that I might just have to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
But and then, of course, the annual challenge coin, which is, it's the legit challenge coin, just like we use in the military. It's a 2-inch coin. So if you're a collector of challenge coins and military memorabilia, everyone gets that as well. And of course, the local community businesses and organizations always stuff the bags full of little goodies too. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, Steve, great job as always this morning. We will be in touch and keep letting people know that this event is going to be rolling fast and furiously. Coming up on November the 5th at Emporia's All Veterans Memorial. Appreciate it, Steve.
Great talking to you guys. Have a great day. Great morning.
Talk to you later. Steve Harmon, lead organizer for the 19th Annual Emporia Freedom Fest, November 5th at the All Veterans Memorial. Please log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org for details and more information. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker segment, well, this week's full, and much of next week is full as well, although we do have Monday, Thursday, Friday right now that are open. So if you want one of those three dates for your event or activity, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Now, Ken Hansen joins us tomorrow morning. We'll talk about upcoming activities at the Emporia Senior Center, and one big activity, which not really is on our list right now for tomorrow morning, but is coming up tomorrow, that's the Flint Hill Senior Life Fair, speaking of senior matters, over at the Lyon County Fairgrounds.
And our newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KVOE Live in local, overcast, 63 degrees. Good morning. It is 7:30. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Which plan is best for you, Standard Medicare or Medicare Advantage? Learn about the differences between all